2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hey, brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. President Trump pulls his South Florida golf course from hosting a world summit. We'll go in depth in 2 minutes.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
As health officials in Utah and across the country address an outbreak of lung disease connected to vaping, we're learning more about something in vape products that made people sick right here last year.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on a criminal case that has links to California. Mary?
Amanda, the 2018 outbreak has now been traced to this California woman who pioneered CBD products. People got immediately poisoned and some had seizures or went into a coma. More than 50 people around Salt Lake, 40 in North Carolina, and others in other states and countries. Investigators say the CBD vapes were actually spiked with spice, or K2, which is a synthetic marijuana. They were labeled YOLO, Black Magic, and Black Diamond, and they came from a company founded by Janelle Thompson in California. She now faces 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, new vaping rules go into effect today here in Utah. The restrictions require vape shops to post health warning signs, and only businesses with special licenses will be able to sell flavored vaping juices. The new rules were supposed to start earlier this month, but the deadline was pushed back to today to give business owners more time to get ready.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is being expanded. Drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. This Minnesota sheriff learned about the change just the other day.
Man or woman made THC cartridges. You don't know what the heck's in there.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is set for this Saturday nationwide.
Let's go in depth now on our top national story this morning. President Trump has withdrawn his South Florida golf resort as host for next year's G7 summit.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday. Host Chris Wallace asked what led to the change.
So why did he cave?
We talked about it at great length last night, and it's not lost on me that if we had made the decision on Thursday, we wouldn't have had the press conference on Thursday regarding everything else. But that's fine. But we did talk about it last night, and I honestly think what you saw in the tweet was real. The president isn't one for holding back his feelings and his emotions about something. He was honestly surprised at the level of pushback. At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that at Doral. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else, and my guess is we'll find someplace else that the media won't like either for another reason.
I just have to pick up. You say he considers himself in the hospitality business. He's the president of the United States.
Yeah, but that's his background. It's like I used to be in the real estate business. I don't know what you used to do before you were in media, if
Nothing.
Anything.
That's all I've ever done.
But he wanted to put on a show. He wanted to take care of folks. That's the business. He's in the hotel business, or at least he was.
Does he understand? He was the president. Forget the media. And does he understand that it looked lousy?
Well, I think he knows. He thinks that people think it looks lousy. Could we have put on an excellent G7 at Doral? Absolutely. Will we end up putting on an excellent G7 someplace else? Yes, we will.
Meanwhile, we're learning why potential Utah locations were rejected to host that G7 summit.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on why the White House said no to Utah. John?
Evan Summit is not coming to Utah because of concerns about the altitude. White House leaders say the snubbed Utah location or locations, which are believed to be around Park City, presented a possible health concern for visitors. Now, Utah leaders have fired back at that notion, insisting that health problems are few and far between, and they point to the fact that the Olympics are here, were here, and that there's plenty of hotels here as well. Now, the search continues for a new location. Camp David is reportedly one option, and Hawaii also is under consideration. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that, plus the rest of our top national stories live now at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump tweets, as you heard, he's surprised by the controversy of choosing his National Doral Miami Resort to host the June G7 summit. Even the president's supporters, like former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, says that was a miscue.
He loves having people to his properties, and he loves showing off those properties. I understand all that, but this just was an unforced error, and I'm glad that they fixed it.
Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel explains the problem to ABC.
As a mayor and a governor, this would never get through procurement process.
The president said he would host the meeting of the world leaders at cost or for free, but the marketing value to Doral implies a conflict of interest. A tornado causing a major damage in a Dallas neighborhood last night, one of several twisters in East Texas. Police looking in the rubble.
You know, we have an urban search and rescue team.
But there have been no reports of any serious injuries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, why some students are planning a walkout today at the U of U.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Pretty slow from 146 south up to 106 south if you're northbound I-15. Southbound through Davis County, several spots of slowdowns between Kaysville and North Salt Lake. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:06.
Dave and Duchanovic.
Over the course of 3 years, vaping among middle schoolers and high schoolers has shot up 800%.
Whatever happened to the flavored vape ban Senator Mitt Romney called for?
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
I want to ask our KSL listeners, are you losing sleep over losing sleep?
Then join Sattva Mattresses on the path to sleep enlightenment.
On Sattva.com, luxury mattresses and affordable prices live in perfect harmony, handcrafted and hand-delivered free of charge.
It's an online oasis where the perfect mattress for your sleep style awaits.
Say hello to a better good night at Sattva.com.
That's Sattva.com.
Aren't surprises great? Like when you plan a breakup and he plans an engagement. Discovering the speed limit drop to 35.
License and registration, please.
Or your foot finding a dog bone at 2 a.m. Yeah, no thanks surprises, especially when it comes to a furnace. Get yours inspected by a licensed contractor. Doing so helps it run safely and efficiently. Now that's exciting. It's simple. Have your furnace inspected. A message from Dominion Energy.
Get a licensed contractor to ensure your furnace is safe and efficient this winter.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, we're getting answers to at least one reason why as many as 33 people here in Utah were sick after vaping, and that is a pioneer in marketing CBD as a health product has acknowledged selling large quantities of synthetic marijuana out of California.
It's been nearly a year since University of Utah student Laura McCluskey was murdered, and some students are planning a walkout today. They say the school needs to do more to keep students safe. University of Utah President Ruth Watkins has designated October as Safe U Month to focus on safety awareness, education, and training. More on campus safety coming up at 9:50 when Dave and Dujanovic talk with a campus safety advocate.
An Oregon high school football coach is being hailed as a hero after he disarmed a student who had a loaded shotgun.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment.
Coach Keenan Lowe got the gun away and embraced the student in a hallway before police arrived. We'll have more coming up after an interview this morning on, I believe, Good Morning America. We'll have it at 8:45 on KSL.
Nearly 50 people have completed a 19-hour nonstop Qantas flight from Australia to New York.
It was more a study in jet lag than one in aviation technology, even though Captain Sean Golding was happy with the way the 787 Dreamliner handled the 10,000-mile journey.
We were airborne for 19 hours and 16 minutes, and we landed here in Sydney with a comfortable 70 minutes of fuel.
Some of the passengers had their brain waves and blood pressure, as well as their melatonin levels monitored to see how the body handles a flight that long. The idea was to try to get travelers acclimated to Australia time just as soon as they boarded that plane at 9:30 p.m. New York time Friday night, and to stick to that cycle as they deplaned at 7:30 in the morning Sydney time on Saturday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
That's a long time to be sitting in economy in the back of the plane.
A lot of walking the aisles.
Just saying. It's 8:09 and time for us to get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Are the accidents this morning, Andy, do they have anything to do with wet roads or up in the canyons, white roads?
Well, it didn't look like any of them were specifically due to that, although the crash we had in Kearns 5400 South near 40th West, that may have had something to do with it. We're still seeing the effects of that. 41st, 54th, and 47th are all backed up between 56th West and Bangor because of an earlier crash, and then people sought alternate routes, plus people were looking for alternates to 6200 South in the first place. Still have I-15 backups going from Bangor Highway all the way to 90th South, but after 90th South, you're at the full speed limit towards Salt Lake City. Eric?
We've got Foothill Drive slowing from I-80 up to the University of Utah. The westbound slowing on I-80 itself through Sugar House and off past State Street. That seems to have cleared up right now, so no problems there. I-15 Utah County northbound from Provo to Lehigh. No troubles, no accidents so far this morning. Heather?
Speeds are improving southbound 15 through Roy, but you are still mostly stop and go as you head from Kaysville all the way into North Salt Lake. A lot of people are opting for Legacy Parkway this morning, and that is creating slowdowns from Centerville all the way into Bountiful as well, and more slowing as you transition from Legacy onto I-215 toward the airport. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So, let's find out more about that rain / snow and the forecast, Grant.
Big storm over the weekend, of course. Now it's just a smaller storm moving through, bringing in a lot of clouds. A few scattered rain showers possible this morning. Temperatures right around 54. And then we get sunshine tomorrow. Warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still 44 downtown.
Boy, the everybody's all a Twitter.
That's a good way to put it.
About Senator Mitt Romney's what they call a lurker Twitter account or an alias Twitter account. We'll be talking with, I think, Debbie Dujanovic about that coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
Just calling it a lurker account makes it sound nefarious. We'll have the conversation next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along with Utah's news station.
Tim and I both had the chance to see the Addams Family and Fant on the two shows now playing at Hale Center Theater. And they are fantastic shows,
yeah.
As you'll know when I tell you that they're both sold out. So what they did is they added shows. They added shows so that you can see them.
There are a lot of matinees coming up a week from today, Monday the 28th, and Tuesday the 29th, Wednesday the 30th, and then on Halloween night, they're going to have a special 10:30 showing. But those other 3 days will be 4 p.m. shows because they want people to have this opportunity.
And I love the 4 p.m. show. And, you know, my kids are out on fall break right now, so that'd be a great time to take your kids. The Addams Family is such a great show. It's so funny. Did you not love the Addams Family?
And it's a great way to get into the Halloween spirit if you're struggling to do that. Your kids are going to love it. And the characters, of course, we all grew up with watching on television, and they're all back on stage, and it just so fantastically, what's the word I want to use? You'll recognize the characters immediately because they are exactly what you remember as a kid.
They're funny and they're wonderful. And Phantom on center stage, they added a show, a 4 p.m. show on Thursday, Halloween night, which would be great fun to see. And Phantom, you must not miss Phantom. If you possibly can, see both of these shows.
It's quite a 1-2 punch with the Jewel Box and, of course, the center stage. You want tickets? You want one of those matinees next week? Make sure you call 984-9000 or check it out online at 8. HCT.org.
For the first time ever, Diamonds Direct is giving you a free diamond engagement ring setting valued at up to $1,200 when you buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is an unprecedented opportunity. Just come in, let us help you find the perfect diamond, and your diamond setting is on us. A savings of up to $1,200. We've put together an incredible collection of top trending sparkling settings for you to choose. Diamond Twist, Halo, Pave, all of the most popular styles. Gorgeous engagement. Engagement ring sure to be on her Pinterest board. Think about it. A diamond setting means you can invest more in her center diamond. Go bigger. Or put that extra cash toward planning the perfect proposal. Don't miss this incredible first-time offer from Diamonds Direct. Buy your diamond this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and your diamond setting is on us. Instant savings up to $1,200. It's 3 days only this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get details at DiamondsDirect.com / Salt Lake. Diamonds Direct, always finding ways to give you more value.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
KSL News Time 8:15. Let's get our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Settlement this morning in the first federal trial connected to the opioid crisis.
Hours before opening statements, four drug companies reached a tentative deal to avoid trial in Northeast Ohio, where they were being sued for their role in the nation's opioid epidemic. The deal involves McKesson, Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, and Teva Pharmaceuticals Industries. It wasn't immediately clear whether an additional defendant, the pharmacy chain Walgreens, would settle or opt for trial in a case brought by two Ohio counties that were the first to be selected to go to trial. There are 2,300 additional cases brought in federal courts around the country watching closely. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Secretary of Defense now says there are talks about leaving some American troops in northern Syria to possibly guard oil fields there. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
A senior U.S. official tells ABC that from the moment President Trump insisted on pulling out Americans from Syria, some military leaders have tried to convince the White House that some U.S. forces should remain or the likelihood that ISIS returns is even greater.
This says the ceasefire between the Turks and the Kurds is set to expire later today. Chicago's teachers out of the classroom and on the streets. That's what it sounds like, picketing again today as their strike continues. Cleanup is starting up in and around Dallas after strong storms and several reported tornadoes.
Severe weather alerts on cell phones sent people into their storm shelters, bathtubs, and closets.
Cramped quarters, but better safe than sorry, definitely.
When it seemed that the worst had passed, Mike Jacobs got out of the closet where he and his family were hiding and looked out the window.
And saw that funnel cloud, and I was like, this is crazy.
Roofs are torn off, trees are down, power is out to thousands. Somehow, only a handful of non-serious injuries have turned up.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. New rules from the Justice Department issued this morning requiring DNA samples from immigrants at the border. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, it is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. Of course, it's coming up 9 to noon here on KSL.
Dave Noriega, let's talk about Senator Romney's Twitter account. I guess they're calling it a lurker Twitter account. What is the big deal about this?
I don't know why we're changing the term. It's a burner account.
What's burner
Everybody
mean?
Has a burner account.
Well, I thought it, burner was about cell
I don't
phones.
Have a burner account.
Well, it's because you guys aren't part of the hip squad. Apparently, you're not part of the hip squad.
I can't manage one. I don't want more than one.
This is incredible because everybody has one that's under the age of 40.
Really?
Everyone's got a burner account.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're under 40, you have a burner account because this is the world we live in. We can't say what we think. It is not worth it. It'll come back and bite you. If you have an opinion, if you want to follow someone, if you want to like a tweet, you can't do it. So people create these burner accounts.
So the burner account is therapeutic, is what you're saying.
It is totally therapeutic. It is totally therapeutic because every social media site tracks who you like, who you follow, who you stalk
under your real name.
So if you like something, if you think, oh, that's an interesting tweet, I'm going to like that because I want to go back and I want to read the article.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden in everybody else's feed, it says, huh, did you know that Dave Noriega liked this tweet? And then people are, how could you like that? How could you like that, Dave? You are a racist.
But that's something else I have to keep track of, Dave.
Well, and what happens is inevitably, this is what happens. Everyone thinks they can manage two sites. It's like relationships. You can't manage two relationships. Yeah. You have to be monogamous with your social media accounts because sooner or later you're going to tweet something thinking you're on your burner account and then it pops up. You're like, oh, wrong one. Yeah. Wrong account.
And you can't pull it back, right?
I can really understand how you'd want to have a second account if you're a famous person like Senator Romney.
And so many do.
Can, so that you can follow other people. I mean, not for any, I think I used the word nefarious earlier, not for that reason. Not for any bad reason, just so you can be a regular person.
Yeah, but think about it. People be saying, did you know Mitt Romney follows Nancy Pelosi on Twitter?
That's a great point. I mean, honestly, so much of it is optics, and so much of it is in your face, and hey, this is social media. This is in the world. Yeah. Put yourself out there, except as soon as you put yourself out there, and it's a thought off the top of your head and maybe not as well thought out and researched and calculated, mm-hmm. like every politician's word that comes out of their mouth, you can see the allure to a burner account. And why did he bring it up? Why did he bring it up? Why did he admit to it? Probably because someone was onto him. Mm. Probably someone found out, and you got to get out in front of it.
That's interesting.
Does he continue to have the account?
Oh, no, it's gone now.
It's already gone.
Oh, it's already gone.
But you can do another one. No one would know. No one would know. It was Pierre Delecto, so now we'll find out what it is.
Thank you, Dave, or Pierre, or whatever your name is.
Francisco.
That's funny. All right, more coming up, of course, on Dave and Dujanovic. It starts at 9 o'clock right here. It's 8:19 or just past. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, if you're northbound on I-15, the delays are breaking up a little bit. The worst of it's between Bangor and 123rd, but we still have slowdowns coming over from Redwood to I-15 on I-215 in Murray-Taylorsville. We've got delays on 54th, 47th, and 41st South, all between 56th West and Bangor Highway. Eric?
You're chugging along northbound on the 215 East Belt, but once you exit onto Foothill, expect your usual slowdowns as you go towards the University of Utah. I-80 into the mountains. No trouble right now, though still some precipitation here and there on the road as you get up to Parley Summit down in Utah County. I-15 looks good from Provo northbound to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We've got a crash on the on-ramp from 12th Street in Ogden to go southbound I-15. At least 8 cars are all parked around the right shoulder. Most of them appear to be emergency vehicles, all assisting one or 2 cars involved in this crash. Once you get onto I-15 southbound, you'll be at pretty good speeds until you get into Kaysville. That's when you hit the brake lights the rest of the way toward Salt Lake City, and you're going to have slowdowns on Legacy Parkway as well between Farmington and Bountiful. Visit your neighborhood Batteries Plus Bulbs Plus Phone Repair to get the know-how you need right now. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I think you're going to like this 7-day forecast as we take you. Isn't it nice on Monday we can already be talking about the weekend?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Here's Grant Wavin.
A lot of clouds, 54 today with a few scattered rain showers, mainly early on in the morning. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, and then partly cloudy Wednesday. Slight chance of showers that day with a high of 58. A lot of sun on Thursday, 52. Warms up then. Friday, we're up to 59 and lots of sunshine, 65. Great looking Saturday, mostly sunny, and then 56 Sunday. I'm Grant Wavin, KSL Weather Center.
Although I've always often wondered, Tim, why is it that you only get to be happy on Friday? Like, it's TGIF.
You can be happy any day you
want,
Miss Amanda.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Amanda.
Why can't it be TGIM? You know, thank God it's Monday. Because I used to work weekends, and on weekends, Monday was my Friday.
Right.
But nobody wanted to party with me on Monday. Nobody was like, hey, Monday. Let's go out.
Until I came back with you in the mornings, Fridays meant nothing to me because I was here on Saturdays.
Exactly.
Every week.
So for this, somebody listening, it might be their Friday. So for you, rock on.
Happy Monday. It's starting to warm up out there. Lots of clouds, 45 degrees.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Doctor Patient Unity.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
I'm Paul. I'm a contractor. I had a tax problem that was pretty significant, needed some help with the IRS. I had prepared my taxes for a few years, but when I went to file them, I didn't have any money to pay those taxes. And so I just filed the returns in my drawer and went about my business. And about 3 years went by when I did that, and pretty soon I owed $102,000. And I met with Jordan, and we talked about the hole I'd dug myself into. And from start to finish, the process was encouraging, supportive, saved me about $80,000, $102,000. To $22,000. No complaints.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit taxhelput.com to schedule your free consultation.
The relief is immeasurable.
That's taxhelput.com.
So what actually happened with USA to Ukraine? Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you again by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tries to backtrack comments about a quid pro quo with Ukraine to investigate the 2016 elections and the DNC server, or they wouldn't get U.S. military aid. Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos Sunday the Ukraine did get that aid.
I don't know why Barack Obama held up that funding. Maybe he had a theory, too. I don't know. He never provided it. This administration's done it not once, not twice, but now three times.
President Trump,
the people in Ukraine are safer and more secure as a result of that.
He says one round of aid was on hold for a short time to assure it would not be abused by corruption, an ongoing issue in Ukraine. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Disney's Maleficent sequel featuring Angelina Jolie took the top spot at the box office over the weekend, bringing in $36 million. That pushed the Joker movie to second place with Zombieland, the Zombieland sequel, in third.
That was a big disappointment, by the way, for a first opening weekend for the new Maleficent movie.
To just get $36
million? Yeah. Mm. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. There was nearly 749,000 vehicle thefts in the United States in 2018, with a value of over $6 billion. But where are vehicles stolen the most per capita? Turns out Albuquerque, New Mexico comes in number one. Salt Lake, if you're wondering, comes in number 33.
Hmm. The owner of Saks Fifth Avenue is being taken private by a group of its shareholders. The group says it will end up owning 57% of the company.
All right, let's see how the markets are doing in the first full hour of trading here. The Dow is up almost 11 at 26,781. The S&P right at the 3,000 mark, up 14, and the NASDAQ up 49.
Back with a check of Monday morning traffic and weather together next on Utah's Morning News.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Where is our country headed just as election season hits?
The president is still pulling all U.S.
Adam Schiff told him he could not stay.
Who are we?
Democrats should make hearings public.
The gun is irrelevant.
Never-ending wars will end.
Get updated on the people that are changing policies forever. Every morning on Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9. And get analysis all day long on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Coming up on 8:29, time for Triple Team Traffic again, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. The latest now from Andy Farnsworth.
We still have delays along I-15. Right now, your drive time from Point of the Mountain to downtown still in the 35 to 40-minute range, with all that extra time coming between Bangor Highway and 90th South. And then there's a little spot that's just appeared on I-15 near the 6 South exit downtown. Still seeing huge delays crossing Taylorsville and Kearns, 41st, 47th, 54th South, all stacked up between the 5600 West and Bangor Highway right now. Eric?
Got a northbound crash, Foothill Drive, just before 1300 South. This is blocking off the left lane, and that's only adding to normal slowdowns that you have through Foothill. Right now, it's backed up all the way to I-80 and the 215 Eastbelt. I-15, Utah County, that's looking good right now. 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Traffic is easing up considerably now, coming through Weber and parts of Davis County. If you're southbound I-15, you'll see a little bit of brake lights in Kaysville. And again, getting into downtown Salt Lake, Legacy now seems to have the longest stretch of slow-and-go traffic, and that's from Parish Lane in Centerville all the way into Woods Cross. Performance Ford Lincoln and Bountiful, downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we've got some storms on the way. Let's find out more about the forecast with you, Grant.
A lot of clouds, a few scattered rain showers this morning, and temperatures topping out about 54. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hit 60 degrees for the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
45 degrees downtown.
Traffic is slow on Foothill Drive heading north. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this half hour, Syrian Kurds vent frustration with the U.S.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Kurds in northern Syria lashed out at American troops as they withdrew today, heading for deployment in Iraq. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says residents went after the retreating convoy.
Angry residents hurl potatoes at the vehicles and shout, "No America" and "American liar" in English.
They fear attacks once tomorrow's ceasefire expires with Turkey. President Trump will not be hosting next June's G7 summit at his Doral, Miami resort after major pushback from Democrats and some Republicans. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News that criticism surprised the president.
At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wonders why the president was even involved in the location selection.
The president ought to be focusing not on sending a G7 to his hotel, but on what we're going to do about ISIS. When we met with the president, it was clear he had no real plan.
President Trump tweets he's considering Camp David host the global leaders. Hawaii also said to be in the running. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth on that controversy over President Trump's South Florida golf course and whether it should host next year's G7 summit. President Trump made the announcement last week and then apparently, under heavy criticism, changed his mind.
Joining us on the KSL Newsline live from Capitol Hill in Washington is ABC News correspondent Inez de la Cotara. Inez, if you would, explain to us a little bit about how this all came about.
Yeah, so this is a pretty rare reversal, right? The president never really backs down from his decisions, even when they do get lots of pushback. But in this case, he changed his mind. So we found out about this in a series of tweets over the weekend, with the president writing, "Doral in Miami would have been the best place to hold the G7 and free, but too much heat from the do-nothing radical left Democrats and their partner, the fake news media." So he says it's because of Democrats and the media. But the New York Times is reporting that this is reportedly coming after Republicans voiced their concerns about the decision. So the Times report said moderate Republicans were meeting with acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney over the weekend at Camp David to talk about impeachment and other issues, and that Republicans there voiced their concerns and told the president. The president called into that meeting, and Republicans there told the president that they thought he should reverse his decision. So the concern here was that, number one, it would be bad optics, but also the big criticism he was getting was that this could that he could be he would end up profiting from hosting the G7 happen at his resort in Doral. The White House had said that that wouldn't be the case, but critics had pointed out that Doral has struggled financially, so the summit was going to be held in June, and we know that occupancy rate in June at Doral is about 30%. Also, typically because it's so hot and muggy in Florida, you know, at that time of year, and because of hurricane season, which was another thing critics were kind of pointing to, is, you know, why would you decide to hold your summit in the middle of hurricane season? But that was the main concern, was that Trump would ultimately be profiting from this. So now the administration says they're reversing their decision, and they're going to be looking at other places. They haven't said where they will hold it next. They floated the idea of Camp David, but they haven't said exactly where yet.
Yeah, our ears perked up this morning because we understand that at least for a brief time, there were a couple of resorts here in Utah up at Park City that were considered until they got a little worried about altitude sickness for those that might come visit.
Right. Yeah, they had mentioned that during the briefing, but they hadn't exactly released names. They had said they kind of talked about different places that they had looked into geographically, but they hadn't exactly given. They had said they had a list of 10 places that they were looking into, and that after, you know, looking at the places more closely, they had settled on Doral as being the best place. But they never released that list, and so that was another one of the concerns. Why would you, you know, just say that you've settled on Doral and you wouldn't kind of be transparent about the process here in making that decision?
Do you happen to know, Inez, whether there is a history of presidents getting involved in the selection of the G7 location when it's in our country?
That was another point that was being made, that presidents should just not be involved in the decision process at all. And Mick Mulvaney, when he was asked during that press conference when they announced that Doral would be the location, he said that the president had been the one to float this idea of Doral. And so many were saying the president should just not be involved to avoid this appearance of impropriety, right? So, it's certainly something that's new. Everything with this president is kind of new, right? So we'll see what happens. Like I said, they floated Camp David. It's going to be, I think, a little bit before we get another location. It takes a while for them to figure out these places. They have to look into, you know, whether the places are big enough or safe enough. Then they also have to look into how much of those places they have to kind of tweak, right? So that's the capital improvements there that you might have heard about. So some were saying that Doral would have to be kind of improved to hold all these world leaders, whether that's to make it safer or to, you know, make it better, and that the president would ultimately profit long-term from those improvements. We know that the Biarritz summit, the last G7 summit, that cost taxpayers about $40 million in terms of improvements. So that was something else that people were pointing to, saying, you know, they're going to have to improve his resort for the summit. He's going to profit from that in the long term. And that was one of the big concerns.
All right, Inez, thanks for your time this morning. ABC News correspondent Inez de la Cutara joining us here on KSL.
Back in 2 minutes, 8:36.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health care of your employees or loved ones, look to Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Regions understands that the choices you make help shape the health and well-being of the people you count on the most. And when you choose Regions, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Backed by national reach and access, with all the compassion of the Blue Cross and the strength of Blue Shield, you and your employees are covered wherever they go. Regions is here to help you get the healthcare you and your employees need when you need it. Your company deserves a trusted partner to help you get the most of your healthcare investment. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Visit us at Regions.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regions, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
The world slows down as the music begins. The romantic theme holds you captive. The piano solo washes you in goosebumps. And this is just one movement. At the Utah Symphony, you'll experience more than just music. Feel it for yourself. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, October 23rd at the Nordamp Orum, October 25th and 26th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
This year for Dia de los Muertos, take the journey of a lifetime. The Utah Symphony performs Disney Pixar's Coco in concert. Discover a world no living person has seen before as the Utah Symphony performs Michael Giacchino's beautiful score live while the entire film plays on the big screen at Abravanel Hall. Don't miss Disney Pixar's Coco in concert with the Utah Symphony, November 1st and 2nd. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org. Presentation licensed by Disney Concerts.
The Utah Symphony performs Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. Information, visit utahsymphony.org.
Senator Mitt Romney has revealed the identity of a second Twitter account to keep an eye on fellow politicians and even some family members. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Mitt Romney says he wanted a way to quietly keep an eye on politics. He also follows late-night comedians and athletes, but he does not follow President Trump's account because Romney says he posts too much, like one of his nieces. He talked about it all to The Atlantic, and with those clues, Slate figured it out. The burner account has the name Pierre Delecto. It's now private, but people took screenshots. They're analyzing what all those likes and replies mean about what Romney really thinks. It seems to be pretty much what he says in public, too. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A group of students say they will be walking out of classes today at the University of Utah to protest the school's handling of the Lauren McCluskey murder. The school's president says she welcomes dialogue with the students and designated October as Safe U Month. Tomorrow will mark the one-year anniversary of McCluskey's death.
David Dujanovic, by the way, will be talking about that coming up a little after 9 this morning.
Excellent. 8:39 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, looking at a crash out in Riverton. It's on 126 South. It's eastbound just before you get to Bangor Highway, affecting drivers there. Not as bad a delay as we'd see maybe if it was earlier in the morning, but I-15 still struggling to get between Bangor and the 90th South stretch. It's still up in the 25 to 30 minute travel time just to get to 215 in Murray. Southbounders, though, slowdowns from 53rd down towards 7200 South that we see every day this time of the morning. Eric?
Left lane still blocked. Northbound Foothill Drive just before 1300 South. That's still got two lanes going through there, but that's not helping your normal congestion and slowdowns on Foothill, which you have all the way back to I-80. I-15, northbound, southbound Utah County, no problems. And Redwood Road also looks good heading north towards the county line. Heather?
We are looking at pretty good speeds now. Southbound I-15 from Ogden into downtown Salt Lake. Just a few brake lights showing up around Beck Street and 20 and Warm Springs Road. You also have some slower traffic on I-215 as you head south away from 2200 North to the I-80 split to the airport. Visit the Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. For more information and discount tickets, go to snowwest.com/Utah. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's head back to the Weather Center and check in with Grant.
Sunshine most of the afternoon. Temperatures topping out about 54. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. It will be warmer. High temperature 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see. 45 downtown.
You don't want to miss the story coming up in a moment of a high school coach in Oregon who not only disarmed a young man, but then hugged him. It's all on video, and we'll have the story for you and hear from that coach coming up in just a couple of minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Quite a story you're going to want to hear at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along again on this Monday morning with Utah's news station.
Refinance your auto loan with Cypress Credit Union and be entered to win a Disneyland vacation. Earn entries to win one of 8 getaways with every $10,000 in auto loans refinanced. Plus, you'll save big with our low rates and flexible terms. Visit cypresscu.com to get started today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
News this hour, sponsored in part by Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future. Visit cypresscu.com for more information.
Synexus Research is seeking adult volunteers in good or stable health who are 65 years of age or older to participate in a research study of an investigational vaccine. Eligible participants may receive study-related care and vaccination or placebo at no cost. Compensation for study-related time and travel may be provided. To learn more, call 844-RX-STUDY. That's 844-797-8839. Or visit www.rsvresearch.com.
My son says, Dad, I need to earn $20. I tell him, when I was your age, when I needed 35 cents, I caught a dozen night crawlers and sold them to fishermen. When I needed 70 cents, I caught two dozen. Dad, it's for school. I did plumbing with my dad for 50 cents an hour. $20 was a 40-hour work week. How about if I mow the lawn, Dad? Son, you're learning the value of hard work and earning your way. I'm very proud of you. How about $15 for the lawn and $20 if you throw in the weeding? At Whipple Service Champions, we know your money comes from hard work, too. That's why we keep our prices down and our quality up. We unplug drains for $55 and throw in a free mainline, inline pipe camera inspection. Call Whipple Service Champions, the best equipment, the best trained, and the most skilled technician since 1947. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you on the tarmac or terrain in the 2019 RAV4, in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight, in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota.
Get 1.9% APR for 60 months on a new 2019 Camry with $1,748 per thousand borrow, or get $2,000 cash back on Camry. Offers end November 4th. Toyota. Let's go places.
APR approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cash back savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Does not include college, grad, or military rebate. Must be part of the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Cash back includes hybrid. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end November 4th.
Visit your Utah Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Who knew? Senator Romney has a Twitter burner account.
And he admitted to it.
Pierre Delecto.
Senator Mitt Romney going by another name on Twitter. It's huge national news. More on why he's doing it.
Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Always love hearing from you whenever it's safe for you to do so. On the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, that's 57500.
And at 8:45, let's get our top national stories.
Just before opening statements in the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, a settlement this morning. Several drug companies, including three of the country's biggest distributors, have signed off on the deal with the Ohio counties that brought the suit. Two of them. Michael O'Malley is the Cuyahoga County prosecutor.
The proposal was to pay it over many, many, many years. We have the problems now. People are suffering now. People are dying now. We have to deal with these issues now. So the fact that we were able to get the money in a short time frame is very helpful.
Residents of Kurdish-held city in Syria are pelting withdrawing American troops with potatoes today. The ceasefire between the Turks and the Kurds, which both say the other violated, is due to run out in a matter of hours. Trump administration is now putting new rules in place to collect DNA samples from asylum seekers and migrants trying to cross into the U.S. at the border. Across parts of Texas, including in Dallas, crews are starting cleanup after strong storms and several tornadoes. Six people reported hurt. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A surveillance video has been released from an Oregon high school showing a football coach disarming a student who showed up with a shotgun.
ABC's Gio Benitez says the video also shows the compassion of the coach.
Newly released surveillance video showing the dramatic moment a quick-thinking Portland high school football coach disarmed a student with a loaded shotgun.
Possibly going to be an active shooter now at Park Rose High School. Need more cars.
A potential tragedy avoided. The coach walking out of the classroom with the would-be assailant now in possession of the gun and handing it off to a teacher. The footage then reveals this moving moment. Coach Keenan Lowe hugging Angel Granados Diaz. The school now safe while Lowe talks to the troubled student, who police say intended to harm himself. Other students rushing out.
Campus security with the active shooter and in custody on the western side of the building.
Police responding to the scene. The incident taking place in May at Park Rose High School. Lowe lauded as a hero, and now his brave actions are taking on a new life with his compassion.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment, to act.
The coach, a former Oregon Ducks football standout, perhaps making the most significant play of his life that day.
He put his life at danger for us.
Lowe recognizing the significance of his courage.
I thank God that no one got hurt, and thank God that I was in that room.
Yeah, thank goodness. Now, the student Angel pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a firearm in public. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. But overnight, through his lawyer, Angel saying in a statement that he thanks the coach and that he's now receiving the treatment that he needs.
Yeah, it sounded like, and this was the first time in this report that I had heard that he went there to harm himself in a public place. It evidently was not a situation where he was looking to take other lives.
I met an officer years ago who actually stopped a man who was going to a location to shoot other people, and that man thanked the officer for stopping him because, you know, once he got right in his mind, he didn't want to hurt those people and ruin his own life and his family's life. And so, yes, thank you to this man.
That surveillance video from the hallway, the one thing I wish was there was audio so that you could hear what the coach was actually saying to this kid.
Yeah.
But he's holding him because he doesn't want him to run. Obviously, he wants him to be there when authorities come. But it looked like they were going to release the embrace, and then the shooter actually reaches out to embrace the coach again. And he held him there until the police arrived on scene.
It's an extraordinary moment. Yeah. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
Coming up on 849, let's get a look at Triple Team traffic, shall we? Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Man, no sunshine out there today. Lots of clouds, Andy.
I know these are the days where you can never tell what time it is. I-15 slow from Bangor Highway up to 106, but it is breaking up. Now, we do have a crash. KSL traffic trooper tipped us off on Lone Peak Parkway right in front of the Dell EMC. That's at about 116th South. That's on the west side of I-15 down in Sandy, and we've got delays there north and southbound. Looks like still a little rough along 126 South as you come over towards Bangor Highway. In fact, from Mountain View to Bangor, it's going to take you 4 or 5 extra minutes because of a crash. Eric?
You can cruise northbound 215 eastbound up to I-80 and the beginning of Foothill Drive, but then it's going to slow down quite a bit on Foothill as it normally does. But this time there's another reason besides just normal volume increases. You got the left lane blocked off just before 1300 South because of an accident. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good northbound and southbound. Heather?
Got a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. We do have slow down southbound I-15 from Beck Street into downtown and on I-215 as you approach the airport exit to I-80. Other than that, everybody else seems to be moving at freeway speeds on the freeways and just a little bit of slowdowns on some of your city streets. Nominate someone you love for a free carpet cleaning from Zero Res or schedule your own and pay just $33 per room. Minimum supply online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we've got some changes in the forecast. There's some rain in there somewhere in the 7 day. Back over to you, Grant.
Plenty of sun for the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures at 54 tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, 60, and then partly cloudy, 58, the high on Wednesday. There's a slight chance of showers that day. It's cooler on Thursday, 52, but again, mostly sunny. Then it warms up, 59 Friday, lots of sun. Sunny and 65 on Saturday, a great-looking day, and 56 with more sunshine on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what our current temperature is downtown. We're at 45 degrees.
Mentioned earlier that all of the college football teams won in the state over the weekend, and RSL fans were out there saying, what about us?
Yes.
Yeah, they won the first round of the Western Conference with a late goal. So congratulations to Real Salt Lake as well. And by the way, in that Utah win, it's worth mentioning that Zach Moss became the all-time leading rusher. Eddie Johnson had held it for a long time at 3,219 yards. He played, I think, between 1984 and 88.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Moss broke that record, much to the delight of all the fans that were there.
That must have been an incredible moment.
Enduring the weather.
In that rainy night.
Yeah.
To have that extraordinary young man break that record.
Yeah. Nice moment, not just for the fans, but for the Moss family, I'm sure, as well. Mom and Dad were in the stands along with his brother and his girlfriend. So, anyway.
Terrific.
We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and see what the money news looks like next.
Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. That's right. Pay zero down on any new or used car and make zero payments until January 2020. Catch the vision at Volkswagen Southtown's 2020 sales event. See yourself buying a new wardrobe, taking that vacation, or decorating your house with all the money you'll save getting a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. The next few months are going to be amazing. We can see it now. Are you
you in a lease and wish you'd bought, or bought a car and wish you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Start seeing a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, located off of the west side of I-15. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here. If you're a former MoviePass subscriber, you better check your bank account. Some people have taken to social media to complain they're still getting billed by MoviePass, even though the company shut down last month. The company's CEO says the reports are overblown and even said false.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. The head of Hyundai's marketing team is stepping down, saying he's ready to take on new challenges. Dean Evans has been responsible for Hyundai's Super Bowl ads over the past several years.
The National Retail Federation say they expect Americans to spend around 4% more this year on holiday spending. The biggest gains will be in online sales, which are expected to be up as high as 14%.
Markets are mixed right now. Dow is down 2.5. We're at 26,767. S&P is up 14. That's a half a percent. And the NASDAQ is up 54.6. That's 0.7%.
Look at this. NBA football is back, and that means it's NBA football.
Wow. It's Monday.
Is it a Monday?
Yeah, it is.
NBA basketball is back, and that means it's time for Jazz Notes with Cleon Wall.
Lots of love for members of the Utah Jazz Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coach Quinn Snyder received a contract extension. The team picked up the contract options of Tony Bradley and Donovan Mitchell. And Mitchell even opened up his own Stance sock store at City Creek.
I think it was like 30,000 people showed up. You know, I don't know how many people are here, but like the love and reception we get from being here is crazy.
But even with all that love, we still don't know how great this team will be. On paper, looks awesome. Mitchell believed they will be a great team if they come together.
It's getting to know each other more, getting more comfortable with where guys are getting their shots from, where guys need to be defensively, where guys, I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
We'll see how together they are during Wednesday's home opener against the Thunder. And don't forget KSLSports.com's home opener party from 5:30 to 7 p.m. that night, right to the north of the arena. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
On Tuesday, October 22nd, from 6 to 8 p.m., come enjoy an evening open house at Juan Diego Catholic School and see for yourself the dynamic, award-winning environment developed for students from pre-K all the way to grade 12. Tour their beautiful campus and see firsthand how their school delivers well-rounded experiences for children of all backgrounds and all faiths. Students are enriched daily by a complete offering of academic, artistic, athletic, and spiritual opportunities. The Juan Diego Catholic School is a recipient of this year's coveted National Blue Ribbon Award and voted Best Private School in Utah both in 2018 and 19. Your child will thrive at the best private school in the state, receiving a complete and individual education. Attend the open house on Tuesday, October 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. or visit b-included.com to schedule your tour and to learn more about the school that's committed to developing the best future for your family. Juan Diego Catholic School in Draper.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, irritable computer syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
Visit KSL.com/win to win great prizes. This week, win tickets to see the talents of the Utah Symphony on display as they perform Stravinsky's staggeringly colorful and challenging masterpiece, The Rite of Spring, November 22nd and 23rd at Abravanel Hall. Or win tickets to the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, October 26th and 27th at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. It's all there, so enter now at KSL.com/win.
8:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15's pretty much cleared out of delays now through Draper. Still have some minor slowdowns after 90th South in Sandy, and a touch of slowing right before 6 South downtown. Lone Peak Parkway crash looks like it's finally thinning out a little bit. The delay's not quite as bad as it was earlier, but it's slow between 114th and about 116th, 117th South for the people who are using that as an alternate to I-15 on the west side of the freeway. Out in Riverton, still have the crash, 126th South near Bangor Highway, backing up towards Mountain View. Eric?
Left lane still blocked off because of a crash northbound Foothill Drive just before 1300 South, and the backups continue to go all the way back to I-80. I-15, Utah County, no trouble there. Just some city street congestion in Provo on University Avenue between 800 North and Center Street. Heather?
The only delay remaining on the freeways coming through Weber and Davis County is southbound I-15 just before you get into downtown Salt Lake. Everybody else at speed. At Cache Valley Hospital Emergency Center, the current wait time is only 1 minute. Text ER to 32222 and get the ER wait times of the Mountain Star Hospital near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
With all these clouds, we'll shoot for a high of 54 and it's 45 downtown.
What's in a tweet or Twitter account? David Dujanovic will be talking about Mitt Romney's second account coming up.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here in the morning at 5.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's